fiction. What's foodie fiction, Diane?
Oh, I have a great love of foodie fiction. We've got stories that are centred around food. They've usually got wit and charm. They're endearing. They're light. They're fun reads. And there's even genres within genres of foodie fiction. We might have the gastro thriller. Martin Walker is the expert at this. He has a character called Bruno, Chief of Police. Bruno isn't your conventional policeman. He's a gourmet cook and a former soldier. He never carries a gun, and he lost his handcuffs many years ago. He might have things to solve like who's stealing the local French truffles and substituting them with a cheap Chinese variety. He might have people that are activists coming to the local foie gras farm and causing lots of trouble. They're very, very good books.
So he's not actually solving murders, he's solving gastronomic crimes.
Oh yes, there's murders. Oh, definitely. There's actually even a BrunoChiefOfPolice.com site, and you can have a wander through Bruno's kitchen, cellar and town. They're very good reads, and there's four or five books in the series now. I highly recommend them. Set in France, rural France.
How did Bruno get to be an expert on food?
Oh, that's just one of his passions, as well as being a policeman, I suppose. And he's a Frenchman, of course.
Do you read a lot of foodie fiction yourself?
I do. I have very eclectic tastes, but it has to be one of my favourite genres, purely because, well, they're endearing little books and they're very good light books to put in between more serious stuff.
So who else do you recommend?
Oh, well, I think the another person I can recommend is Sarah Kate Lynch. By Bread Alone is one of my favourites. You can tell by the cover where we've got two loaves of bread that are strategically placed as breasts. But there is fun to this book. The blurb on the front says, wife, mother, baker, lover. No wonder she feels spread thin. Most foodie fiction has recipes thrown in. By Bread Alone has a killer sourdough recipe and a starter recipe in the back of it. I've always meant to try it, but I haven't as yet. Looks good though.
One of my favourites that's actually on your list, Kate, with the wonderful Fat Baker in Melbourne.
Yeah, they're the Carina Chapman Mysteries by Kerry Greenwood, and people probably know Kerry Greenwood through the Miss Fisher Murder Mysteries, which have been on the ABC on Friday nights. But she does a series, one of them is called Devil's Food. There's also Heavenly Pleasures, Earthly Delights and Cooking the Books, and it's about a rotund lady baker, and she's around, because she's a baker, she's around in the wee small hours in Melbourne, you know, getting up at 5 o'clock when the streets are dark, baking her bread, and she's got some wonderful sort of descriptions of making the brioche and the, you know, the kind of the fruit loaves in the morning, and she sort of like finds a body behind the dumpster. But they're a great light read.
And actually one of the things I like, and I don't know if that's a general thing with foodie fiction, that she gets to get her political convictions out and have a good old growl about all the things that she sees are wrong in society, including probably people who don't regard chubby people as good, but lots of social issues as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're very funny. She doesn't take herself too seriously.
But it seems like you throw in a few recipes and you get to do it in a kind of a light way.
It sugarcoats it, yeah.
Exactly. Who else do you really like?
I don't read an awful lot of foodie fiction, but one that I really enjoyed was Pomegranate Soup by Marsha Meeran, and it was about a group of Iranian sisters who moved to a small Irish town and they opened a restaurant or a cafe. It's just sort of really interesting that they had a lot of Persian cooking, which I immediately connected with because I love that whole sort of aromatic kind of perfumey cooking, and how they sort of changed this narrow-minded community who are sort of really untrusting of any visitors or anybody different, and sort of open their minds, and yeah, it was a great read. But I think generally foodie fiction or food in general is a great basis for fiction because it's such an emotional, like eating, the act of eating and cooking really hits most of us at a really basic level. So it's a great basis for fiction.